This round run requires wit, knowledge, and persuasion.
Shit.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're live at OmegaCon. We have guests Brienne Bilyeu, Jason Tebow, and Stephanie Zvan play the Left Behind board game. It's not as exciting as it sounds.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Hi, we have a special treat for this week's Geeks Without God. It turns out the Left Behind board game is way more stupid than we could have possibly imagined. So in order to make it more interesting, we've come up with a special drinking game that you can play with this episode. Just go to our website, geekswithoutgod.com, look up this episode, episode 44, the Left Behind board game drinking game, read the rules, and then play along. And please remember, do not listen to this podcast, play the drinking game, and drive.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm, as always, your host, Molly Glover. I'm joined by my two illustrious co-hosts, my husband, Nick Glover.
Hey.
And Tim Wick.
I'm over here.
And tonight, we are coming to you live from OmegaCon Spring, or Snow. All right, excellent. And joining us at OmegaCon Spring, we have Brienne Bilyeu.
Hello.
Stephanie Zvan.
Hello.
And Jason Tebow.
Yay.
Something witty.
Friends of the show, one and all. You may remember them from such episodes as The Ones that they were on.
And then up.
All right. So what we have for you guys today is a goddamn treat and a half. We are playing the Left Behind, the movie, the board game adventure.
Wow. I'll say that the movie,
again.
The board game.
This is the actual title. Left Behind, the movie, the board game adventure. We've got it all set up. I am going to be your host and card reader. And Tim, Jason, Stephanie, Brienne, and Nick are going to play the game and hopefully defeat Nicholas Carpathia while we are here.
Nikolai Carpathia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nikolai
Vigo Carpathia. The Carpathian.
Yeah.
I'm so used to my husband being the devil that I just assumed it was Nicholas. While we're here, we are all sharing a drink.
Yeah.
We're all sharing a drink just like last time. This time the drink is more solid. It is moonshine soaked cherries. Does everyone have their old smoky moonshine soaked cherries to try? All right. Now, Tim.
Yeah.
You don't drink again, right?
I still don't drink.
Still don't drink, just by choice, not because like you can't, because you turn into a werewolf.
Not because I'm incapable.
Right?
No, I don't like alcohol at all.
You're gonna love this because it's a cherry soaked in moonshine.
You're deficient. Your character deficient.
It's a cherry soaked in moonshine.
Soaked in moonshine.
So it's like eating a cough drop.
Kind of. Like
sure.
Only way
sure.
Cough drop.
Sure.
Only way
much, much tastier.
All right, everybody. Bottoms up.
Hey.
1, 2, 3. Thanks, Al. All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not, it doesn't taste like a cherry at all.
It has that amazing
It will, eventually, once the burning stops.
Mm. Oh.
Everyone, feel free to let it out. How's it going? How is it, everyone?
It's the best thing I've had all day.
I feel like I could light my breath on fire.
I don't like cherries. I don't like cherries, but I like booze, so I'm okay with it.
Jason, that's a good duo then for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of those.
That's like a spoonful of medicine to help the alcohol go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Whiskey with vermouth.
I've got Red Bull soju over
I'm
here.
I'm being punished enough by having to play this game. Why do you have to do
crack and lime and ginger ale?
No.
You will love it.
What's even better is another cherry. That'll help a lot.
No, it's more helpful
than all. After like the fifth cherry, you don't care anymore.
Yeah, your tongue just goes numb.
Tim, just take a deep breath, bite the pillow, and have another cherry.
Chase it with a beer.
Can we play the game?
Yeah.
All right, So I'm going first.
Do it.
So I'm going to roll a die, and there are four dice. I have to explain this. There are four dice. One is the counter die to determine how far I move.
1 through 6.
And then there is the Carpathia dies.
Carpathia.
And if at any point all three dice come up face up with the Carpathia, then the main part of the game ends. The rapture happens.
Oh.
And apparently none of us are raptured.
Damn it.
None of us...
We're all bad left people. Behind.
None of us are raptured.
You haven't atoned for your guys.
It's because we're atheists.
Yet. Yeah.
You guys.
So, and none of us are raptured, and then we have to try and defeat Carpathia before we all go to hell.
Can you still be atheist after the rapture happens?
Apparently not.
I don't think we have a choice after the rapture happens.
It's kind of like, you know, proof.
So think of this as like atheist rapture boot camp. That's what this game is. This game is preparing us for if we're wrong. We'll know what to do to get back into God's graces if we get proof
wrong. And we'll
wrong.
Have time. I mean, that's the great thing. God's so awesome because if we're wrong, when the rapture happens, we'll have a chance.
At yeah, all we're going to do is kick this Viggo the Carpathian's ass and we're good.
Yeah, Viggo the Carpathian.
Unfortunately, apparently we only have a 1 in 9, we have a 1 in 9 chance of just being too late. So,
here we go. Hopefully we won't get Carpathia on the first roll. That would suck. No Carpathia. I moved two. And clockwise. I think, are we moving clockwise? Have
clockwise,
we determined? All right, 1, 2, and I get
a brown card.
Confession or deception.
Oh, confession or deception.
You, Tim, may either confess your sins or offer a lie to the following.
Okay.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite cartoon character and why? Emphasis theirs.
All right, my favorite cartoon character when I was a kid was a little kid in a Roadrunner cartoon. It wasn't the regular Roadrunner cartoon, but do you remember that there's one Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote one where there are two kids watching a television as the coyote is chasing them, and they're both their eyes are super, super wide, like glazed open, and they're talking to each other, but their eyes stay on the television set the whole time. And the one at one point says he wants to be a Roadrunner. Beep, beep, zip, bang! And the other one looks at the first one and says, you need to see a pea psychiatrist.
A pea psychiatrist.
Yeah. And my favorite was the kid who said, you need to see a pea psychiatrist. That's my answer.
I'm going to say that's not a lie. That's the truth. I think that's pretty.
Did we explain the rules that you guys now get to determine whether or not I was telling the truth or lying?
Individually or?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, go.
Yeah, that was a hell of a confession. That was awfully complicated. Do you think, so I'm going to say that was true.
You're going to say that was true?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just on principle. I have to say you're lying.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I know you well enough to know that you're probably lying most times, so I'm just most of the time you're probably lying, so I'm just going with the odds here and saying that you liked that character, but it wasn't your favorite.
Okay, you're right. It was a lie. My favorite character was the kid that went beep, beep, zip, bang!
So now,
do we have to eat cherries now?
Each player that guesses correctly receives one transparent left behind token matching the color of his or her playing piece.
And I'm going to give Mick the dice because it's his.
All right, so that would be Jason and Stephanie each get one correct.
Okay.
The transparent ones.
For seeing through your goddamn fucking lie.
I know.
Which the transparent ones are like those floor traps and Ghostbusters, but for the Carpathian later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
So,
three.
Oh, no. You know what? Oh, yeah. If it's Viggo the Carpathian, it's Mood Slime.
Yeah.
This is Mood Slime. We're putting down Mood Slime. Yes.
All right.
Deep cut Ghostbusters 2 joke.
I also get a red card.
All right. Confession or deception. I like how telling the truth is confessing your sins.
Yeah.
And otherwise it's a lie. Like that's so, which is a sin. So that's all right. So you can either confess your sins or sin to the following. Tell about a time when you took something belonging to your parents and lied about it to not get in trouble.
I mean, it's pretty boring and bland, but I did take money from my mother's purse once in high school. I spent it on
crack
pizza date, I think, with a girl, and I lied about taking it, and she just thought that she must have spent it on something.
Oh.
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 That's rough.
That had the ring of a true confession. I'm going to say true.
Well, it's not Tim, so I'll go with
Tim. Damn, Stephanie, that's our
goal. I'm going to go with lie just so that you don't get a token. If there's a rule. If you sweep everybody.
Oh.
I'm going to lie to
Tim. Dropping some game theory on Left Behind.
Oh, yeah.
It is a lie. I made that up just now.
I get a token just because I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Oh, yes. Sure.
I didn't get a token. Oh, yes. I'm a game arbiter. I decide that as much.
I got it.
Sorry, Jim.
I am the arbiter of the rapture.
That's too much power.
That means Molly is God. Or Jesus. Who's the arbiter of the rapture?
I prefer Satan.
Okay. All right. All right, Bran.
That 11
Bring the pain.
Let's see. That's what you bring the rapture.
Let's go. I like it.
Okay. 11 heads. That's 11 times as much to like.
You brought 2/3 of the rapture.
I did bring 2/3 of the rapture. Nice.
Oh, but no, that's not enough rapture.
Four.
If
one,
Pat
two,
and
Hia. Was I saved? What's that?
No, you landed on a redemption space. I don't think. If you've got a token, if you've got a clear token, you could put.
If you land on it during round one, you should roll the standard die again.
Okay.
Oh, reroll.
Five.
Boom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uh-oh. Oh, me and Brianna
Trial
together.
All right, so.
Oh, you guys are living in sin. That, you know,
I should confess your sins or offer a lot of the following.
Okay.
If I could be any person in the Bible, I would be blank because blank.
I would want to be Eve because, like, for that half second where she ate the apple and Adam was. I might be getting the chronology wrong. Did she eat it first?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
because women always
do. Stupid look on Adam, right? Adam's face right before he ate it.
Yeah, I'm going to say she's telling the truth on that one.
Jason. Yeah, hell yeah, she is.
If she's not telling the truth, she should be. So.
I think so. I think it's really true.
You all think she's telling the truth?
Yeah. It was true.
All right, clear token. Sweet.
I finally get a token.
All right,
Stephanie. I'm racking up the pink mood slime here.
Does she get one for telling the truth? That seems like the Christian thing to do.
No, we don't do the Christian thing here.
Apparently, neither do they.
So, they landed on the Carpathia space. Okay, I don't think that does anything first.
Here, this is why I have the rules and in the armor of the game, so you can just stop speculating. Both of you, I will just tell you. So, in round one, if you land on one of those spaces, you immediately roll the 3 Carpathia dice.
Uh-oh.
No rapture.
All right, no rapture. Good.
Now,
Big money, no rapture, stop.
Play passes to the next person.
Oh. All right, Jason.
Yeah. Okay.
No rapture.
4.
White space, nothing happens, boring.
What's a white space? Oh, it's really just nothing.
It's not one of the colored spaces.
Only a Christian
board
game would have a spot where nothing happens at all.
No kidding. I moved 2. Which way are we moving
what
now? We're moving this way.
1, 2.
Sorry, where am I here? Yep. 1, 2, white space, boring. All right.
White bread.
This is the greatest podcast ever. It's super interesting.
5.
All right.
Light space.
Oh, this game is great.
It's, you know what?
Stop fun, you guys.
Everyone needs to have another cherry, is what I think.
1.
Yeah.
Oh, green, new color.
They say new color, but there's only 2 colors, brown and green. So.
Green is the last word. Which of the following does not belong in this group of parables as told by Jesus? Parable of the 2 foundations. Parable of blind leading the blind. Parable of the smooth stones. You know that one, right? Parable of the smooth stones.
That's a tough one.
Is that when you shave your
choices?
Junk?
Those are your choices.
Yeah, Jesus was a big proponent of grooming
the foundation down
there.
The first one? Yeah. Nope, it is the parable of the smooth stones.
The parable of the smooth stones, because you know what you can use with smooth stones? You can masturbate with a smooth stone. So Jesus wouldn't talk. I don't know.
Smooth stones are an abomination unto the eyes of the Lord.
That's all that happens is that you should just feel shame.
I feel shame.
2. Deuce. 2. In a Christian game, the penalty for getting something wrong is just on the shame. I love that.
That's right.
I think she might get to roll again, but I'm not sure.
It doesn't. What's the space?
No, wait.
Another person's start space.
Oh, it doesn't say anything about that.
Oh, all right.
1, 2, 3, 4. White space.
Yeah,
nothing happened. This game sucks.
A thrill a minute.
All right, I got a Hia. But,
you know what?
5.
I'm pulling for Viggo the Carpathian to come out.
1, 2, 3, 4. White space. Boring.
Man.
The rapture at least.
No. Isn't that a cross? No.
No, that's not a cross. No.
Can you move me 5, please?
5.
Boring.
Jesus. Wow.
We're gonna just cut this whole thing out.
I'm gonna say the dirtiest stuff I can think of until. It just keeps coming.
White space.
There's a lot of white spaces on this board.
Let's see. Oh, so this is what my grandma told me for the first time. So there's a guy on a boat and there's a little woman. And the woman says, turns to him and looks at him. And she's like, so 4. Which way are we going to go on the coastline? Up or down? And the man says, excuse me? And she's like, I'm just wondering, up or down? And he's like, what? And she's like, up or down? And so he throws her over the ocean side of the boat. What? And the next woman comes up and she's like, Did that woman just ask you if we're going up or down the coastline? He's like, what'd they say? All right, never mind. To be continued.
We finally did something. Drown.
Here's the punchline. Fuck or drown. All right. You may either confess your sins or offer a lie to the following. Provide details to the following question. If you could go back in time and change one thing in your life, it would be blank. Please put a little more effort into this than acne. Now, acne is not in quotes, so I don't know if they mean acne is a terrible answer or if acne just doesn't really try hard enough when it's on your face. I don't
know. If I could go back and change anything, listeners, that was the sound of my wedding ring hitting the table.
Oh my gosh.
And no. It hit right. Like in Lord of the Rings, no, the ring going thunk.
That's not what I offer. If I could go back and offer anything, I would just, fuck, I don't know. Study hard in high school.
Liar?
Yeah.
Or put forth more effort, at least.
You're lying. So liar. What do you think, Jason?
I'm going to go with truth because, again, I'm doing the game theory right. thing.
I lie.
Nick?
Lie. Yeah, that's a lie. That's just...
All right.
Really. That was just some shit.
All right, so again, your go.
Yay. Hold on, I have to get a token. It's my first one.
Maybe something... I'm really... I'm.
This
I'm
is hoping, the most exciting thing literally that's happened.
I really want Carpathia to come up. I really...
Holy shit.
How many people still in the room? Okay, we're good.
The dice are used to signal his intrusion into the game. Carpathia does not enter play until the dice spell Carpathia, and now those dice are omitted from the game. This is now round two. All players now become one team within the Tribulation Force. Tribulation Force.
Why not both?
Yeah. Their task is to avoid Carpathia while working together to capture him. So you roll the standard die only, move around the board. So following each player's turn, you'll roll the die and move Carpathia.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like it starts with Brienne.
Mm-hmm. So roll the die for
again.
And then move Carpathia.
One.
No, she moves first.
Do I move my five first?
Yes,
should I roll
five?
Okay,
yeah.
Yellow.
And unless you land on...
Four, five. Boring white.
Unless right, you
so
land
you
on the...
Carpathia.
One,
I think.
In one direction on the black paths.
Pick one. Okay, we don't have any clear things out yet, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. All right.
And here we go.
And now, I mean, now we don't
now
even answer these stupid
every
fucking
time now
questions.
Now you have your turn and then Carpathia's turn. So two for you.
We don't have to answer questions anymore? That
no.
was it?
No.
She goes
to now, she gets
to... the game.
I know.
We now omit it.
That was the only interesting part of the game.
Wait, I think
so
we still
is Brienne the only one who rolls for Carpathia?
Well, no, I think
you
we...
You roll from afterward.
Do
hold
we...
On.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that you... At this point, yeah, you... yeah, there's no action needed. Okay, so all the last word, confession and deception in Carpathia spaces turn to white spaces.
Yeah, because...
The only thing that matters is trials and tribulations and redemption spaces.
Who designed this game?
I don't know.
What the
it's
fuck?
Really bad.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
If this is what the rapture is like, seriously, I can't...
I don't know.
Bring
there's
your
no,
pillow.
There's no
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so...
I mean, the Left Behind movie was bad, but it wasn't this bad.
It was
roll
boring.
For the Carpathia.
So, yeah, so roll for Carpathia.
Four.
Two,
three, four.
Let's just try to bring about the rapture now, I think.
Yeah, let's just...
Or let's try and destroy Carpathia.
How do we lose?
So...
By having Carpathia
only if he brings about the end of the game, which is really hard to do, apparently.
We've got
to
capture all of us.
I don't see any way to
I roll.
Lose.
I roll.
You move six.
I move six.
Carpathia! I think you roll for him again.
Oh, okay.
But he hasn't rolled for him yet.
I just rolled six.
Now you gotta just pick which direction he goes.
Two, three.
Which direction does he go around the board? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
It says
either
that
way.
He clockwise.
What?
But if he rolls a number that's equal to someone's number backwards,
then he has to
then
go
he goes that. And roll. I think you roll for him again because he hit the Carpathia space.
Oh. This Carpathia guy gets way more turns than me. That's not
oh,
fair.
And now he teleports. He's on a teleporter.
So he goes,
bam!
And he just
out.
Killed me.
It's because you're wearing hot pink.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Carpathian just landed on the same space as Jason.
I didn't get any questions. All I did
gone.
Was move Carpathia into the ghost exit, the Pac-Man ghost exit, right onto my head.
If Carpathia lands on a player, that player is eliminated from the game.
Oh, man.
Man.
Fun playing with it.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck this game.
You can remain in the game if you have any tokens. If you have tokens, you may forfeit all of them, return to your original start space, and continue play.
Okay.
Nice. But what's the point? How can you get more tokens to trap
them? Can't.
He can't.
He can't if he gets killed by Carpathia again.
Yeah. Then he's dead.
Then I'm dead.
Then he's double dead.
Okay.
Oh, he took my mood slide.
He is eternally dead.
Do we? I mean, how long? One, two, three. I landed on Carpathia. All right. Where's Carpathia now? There he is. One, two, three, four. And do I roll again? Is that what's happening when I land on Carpathia? Whatever. All right. He moves six now. Three, four, five, six. Okay. This is. I gotta point out. Now we didn't buy this. We didn't buy this from any of the source that produced the game, right?
No, we did not give them any of our money at all. We bought this from a third party seller on Amazon as a reseller.
I gotta give up my tokens.
Yeah, apparently.
Are you on a sanctuary space?
No.
Oh,
just a regular white space.
3-4 yellow.
You can drop a clear token.
Oh, you can drop a clear token there. And now if Carpathia somehow manages to land there.
What do I do? One, like, right here?
Yeah, clear token right there.
Oh, but now I can't say my
So we got this from a reseller. We did not buy it from the source.
They don't get any of my dongs.
Oh, yeah. For him.
We were also looking at the Kirk Cameron has a game that's like
Evolution versus creationism.
It was evolution versus intelligent design. Oh, right. That makes it sound less...
Sanctuary, but I think creationism's left.
Yeah, creationism-y. So, but that one, in order to get it used, we would have to pay like $50.
Yeah, that
one
was really expensive, and we figured this is more reasonable. But this is quite possibly the worst board game I've ever watched people play, and I like to watch people play board games.
I feel like there's
everybody in this room that is not on this podcast is on their phone because that's how bored this board is.
This is the worst game. We're gonna quit this game really soon. Because
how about this? I think everyone should roll the dice and we should see if we can get Carpathia again, and then we'll just call that the end of the world and move on.
All right.
Right. Or we could just start, throwing out those Trials and Tribulations cards.
Yeah, or those Trials and Tribulations cards.
Yeah, okay,
just see what those are.
We have not gotten this.
Move me to a Trials and Tribulations.
We have not gotten a single Trials and Tribulations card.
Wow, he just rolled a 9 on one die.
On a D6, you rolled a 9. Good job.
You were caught sneaking out of church early. Go back to your start space.
Oh, no.
Damn.
In my defense, church is boring.
All right. Who's this? Is this Stephanie?
This is Brienne.
All right, Brienne.
Rolling a magic number that lands me on a tribulation.
Brienne, choose any player with a name found in the Bible and move ahead the total number of letters in his or her name. Stay where you are if you cannot name a player with a biblical name. Emphasis theirs.
Do any of us
is
have
Stan
a...
Is Stan in the Bible? No. Okay. Well, Jason is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure about that? Jason is in the Ark.
Timothy.
Greece is not the Bible.
Timothy.
Ancient Greek mythology is not biblical.
T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Offspring on Carpathian. Roll for him.
Okay, here we go.
Carpathia.
5.
Too bad you didn't roll a 2. We would have ended this fucking game. Jesus.
Here.
All
right. Roll a magic number that lands you on a trial and tribulation.
Oh, no. Trials and Tribulations.
Six.
Oh, no. You landed there again. How did you go that far?
Stephanie, if you can recite the names of the first 6 books of the New Testament, you can roll again.
Wait, why do you want to roll again?
Otherwise, apparently die in a lake of fire. There's no otherwise.
First 6 books. It's got to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then 2 more.
I know them.
Wait, New Testament or the Old Testament?
I know
the
New Testament. Testament.
New
I know
New Testament. Testament.
First 6 books of the New Testament.
Are they on the card?
The first one is obviously.
Because everyone should know them, apparently.
Yeah.
Then you can say whatever you want.
Use your Bible as your answer guide.
Oh, wait, so this game is incomplete, is what you're saying?
Yes, you have to have, provide your own Bible.
That's why they add
I know it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because that was the names of the vacuum cleaners at St. Kate's.
I think it's
I'm not kidding.
I don't think you are.
I'm right. Holy shit.
What is it?
Yeah, I have no idea who the next two are.
Anyone?
Genesis.
Share.
No, New Testament.
You're right. Okay.
Come on.
Corinthians?
Sorry, my phone decided.
Kings?
Someone else go while I look it up and we'll.
Okay.
I'm going to get a score for him anyway.
Deuteronomy.
I'm going to guess.
Two, three, four, 5.
Yeah.
Yay! No token.
I think it's the Acts and then Romans. But Acts Matthew, Romans. Mark, Luke, John, the Acts of the Apostles, and then Yeah, World Romans. Two, I'm right. Holy shit. I know the first six books of the New Testament. Boom. Damn, that brainwashing is solid.
Oh, look. Jason landed on a Trials Jason and Tribulations card.
Jason, I rolled a seven.
Yeah.
That comment to the pastor's wife that you thought gluttony was a sin was very insensitive. Give one left behind token to the player with the fewest.
I don't even have any because friggin' Vigo the Carpathian.
Right. Well, in that case, have more cherries.
Yes, okay. Eat a cherry. That's what I'll it actually says. It says have cherry. Alcohol in your system.
It says calling
you
the...
You fucking sinner.
What if, not what on if, the board, you might
what
stand.
What if he called the wife of somebody who wasn't the minister?
Roll gluttonous. For the mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine.
This card is so... I can't wait to read this. This is a confusing card. Sure.
All right, my turn.
This is your card, Tim.
Oh, look, I landed on a Trials and Tribulations space.
Oh, my gosh.
Space.
So, Tim...
You actually did.
Here's the card. When a friend inquired about the term equally yoked, you incorrectly identified it with a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's.
Oh, my. Oh,
no.
That's so rude. Oh. Give one left behind token to the first player who knows your middle name. I think it's Alan.
No.
Buttfuck.
No.
Charlie.
No.
Jacob.
No.
Susie?
No.
What is it?
It's Scott. I get my own
token.
Your
middle name is Scott?
Yeah, it's my middle name. It's Scott. Ah, there you go.
Right.
At what point is this game over? When do we say we're done?
When he catches us or we catch him?
No, I mean, when do we say we're done because, holy fuck, I don't want to play this game anymore.
All right, hold on. I have
when even the cards stop being interesting.
Huh.
Let me see if I can find the best one and then we'll go. Oh, okay, hold on. Here's one. Okay,
so the Trials and Tribulations are just chance cards.
Yes.
What about the question cards? Let's do Trivial Pursuit stuff.
All right, real quick. I got three more that we have to do because they're funny. All right. So, whose turn is it?
Mine.
All right, Nick, if you have read any of the Left Behind books or seen the movie, tell what part you liked best and why.
I've seen the movie, and my favorite part is Captain Flight Plan. All of them. Because Captain Flight Plan is a man of action and a man of God. Because he's kind of... Okay, so you know how, like, old James Bond was kind of rapey, but, like in, like, a swashbuckling way?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Captain Flight Plan
is the, like, is the closest thing to, like, a 70s James Bond Left Behind has. He knows when a woman wants to be, like, grabbed and kissed. And Captain Flight Plan is that all Sean right. Connery, James Bond of Left
except,
Behind.
Except in Captain minus Flight Plan's case, she wants to be grabbed, pulled down on her knees so she can pray.
Right.
Yeah. All right. The next card falls to Brienne.
Uh-huh.
Brienne, the good news, you shared your faith about Jesus today with a stranger.
That's awesome.
The bad news, you shared it with Carpathia.
You were just like sitting on the bus stop.
I was like, dude, Carpet, we gotta talk.
The Antichrist, aka Barack Obama,
right,
walks up to you at your bus stop and says, "Hey, what's shaking?" And you say, "Nothing, man. Just grooving on Christ."
That's right. That's how it went. Were you there?
Right. Okay, that's good. Hey, Stephanie, you have to give up one left behind token for writing blah 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 in the church bulletin.
Like fighting an incisive commentary.
Know. Oh.
I didn't
finally,
even swear.
One last one. This one is going to go and move Carpathia because this is happening.
Because we care about this game.
Jason.
Yeah, totally.
Perhaps telling your pastor that you aspire to be strong and decisive like a young Nikolai Carpathia was poorly thought out.
I meant Gandhi.
Lose one turn.
Wait, Gandhi's not Christian. Lose two turns.
And Tim, you told an insensitive joke to your friends. Move back to your space.
What an asshole.
I'm a dick.
All right, so let's
all in favor of saying fuck this game and let's just read some cards.
Bible trivia time.
More cherries.
Which of the following?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I really need another fucking cherry.
Another cherry. Yeah.
Because these cherries are better than this game.
All right, so, hey guys, which of the following does not belong in this group of kings? Herod, Josiah, Solomon, or Manassas?
Manassas.
Maybe because it's a battle in the Civil War. What was the common currency of the New Testament? The shekel, the droppel. Trade only, as there was no currency, Susan B. Anthony dollars, Or I'm going to add my own E, sex slaves.
I think it's the shekel.
I'm pretty sure it's Susan B. Anthony.
I'm the shekel. Sex slaves.
It is the shekel, but also
wasn't sex. It, wasn't it rupees? Rupees.
Rupees.
I knew that from Joseph.
Who was the only apostle we know for sure was Mary? I'm going to give you your choices, and then if you can tell me...
The one that was by.
Verse, if you can tell me the verse and chapter. Paul, Mark, Andrew, or Peter?
The one that was by.
Here's the clue. The answer is one of the four, but then the chapter, the book that the answer is found in is one of the other names.
No. Oh, I'm gonna say Paul.
No, it's Peter.
Oh, you asshole.
So interesting.
There's charities on the other side of the table. All help right. yourself. Oh.
What is the common bond in the following group? It's like tribond. Stoning, burning, beheading.
Crimes for thinking for yourself.
Are they common threats made to politicians? Execution styles outlawed in the New Testament or means of execution in the Bible?
C.
C.
Yes.
They are murderous.
C. But what is it you're
a stack of shot glasses for our audience.
Shots.
Please.
All right. Finally, let's see here. I get some more. All right. This is so great.
I don't know what we paid for this game, but it was not even a little bit worth it.
Which of the following does not belong in this group of biblical birds?
Is this like your most expensive episode ever?
The hoopoe, the toucan, the cuckoo,
kookaburra,
cuckoo, and the peacock.
The hookah?
Peacock.
It is the toucan. There are no toucans in the Bible.
What? In South America.
There should be. There's South
That's
America
why there's
no.
No,
they're just implied during the Noah's Ark thing.
That's why there's no Fruit Loops in the Bible.
Oh. Which of the following does not belong?
I didn't like that book.
Which of the following does not belong in this group of biblical people who were murdered? Abel, Paul, Absalom, or Abner?
Abner.
Paul.
Paul is correct, but it says it's tricky because Paul was actually executed by Emperor Nero.
No. Well, he wasn't murdered, he was executed.
Yes.
But it wasn't in the Bible.
That's just justice.
What does the name Emmanuel mean?
It's a half man, half donkey.
God bless you. God overall, God bless you, or none of the above.
Gott mit uns.
It is. It's God with us. Answer Isaiah 7:14. Tells you that. So you guys need that, though. I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, that one? Yeah. Seriously. That was at my Christian.
We got to come up with some way to give away this game to somebody.
Boy, yeah. So if you really like boring games, you go ahead and leave a comment in this podcast, and we will find a way to get it for you.
Yeah. Who knows? Who doesn't want a copy of this? Hey, I got an idea. So we've pretty much played out this game, which is terrible.
Like 15 minutes ago.
But, but here's the thing. Like, all three of these people have been on our podcast before, and usually, like, return guests get to ask us 5 questions. But maybe that's ridiculous to have 15 questions.
Yes, I think that's super ridiculous.
But I wonder if each of them could ask us 1 question.
Totally.
Yeah.
That was just off the top of my head.
No pressure.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got one.
So, all right.
So, we are at OmegaCon. There's been a lot of board games going on. So, what is the best new board game that you've played this weekend?
I got it. All right. I got my answer.
Go ahead.
My answer is the for sale game that Eric and I guys play. Yeah. It is a real estate buying game, but it's way not that. I don't know. That's the only way you can kind of...
It's super game theory.
Yeah, it's a lot of game theory and bidding and trying to figure out cards people have and memorizing what numbers people take and things. It's very
bidding and underbidding in such a fashion as to fuck over the person next to you cleverly.
Yeah.
Like it's great. Like being second place in that game is almost a good strategy to like shoot for second, because then like you're fucking someone into third. Like it's great. it's really great.
So
funny enough, that's how we got married.
Got fucked into third.
Fucked into third.
In the third.
You're legally married when you fuck in the third.
If I wasn't gonna say for sale, I would say Legendary, the Marvel Comics superhero deck building game.
That's awesome.
In the vein of like Penny Arcade Gamers versus Evil or Dominion. It is probably more complicated than either of those. It has a lot of good mechanics, Lots of great, I mean, tons of cards, unfortunately. Lots of mixing shit up. So it's kind of a pain to play in that regard, but I really loved it, and I can't wait to play it again.
Yeah, I played it too, and I sucked. Holy shit, did I suck. The winning player had 50 in that game, and I had 6
yeah.
points. It was pathetic, but I still really enjoyed it. I've mostly been playing games I've played before, which is unfortunate. It just kind of has worked out that way. But I did get to play the Penny Arcade deck building game that has been discussed.
Oh yeah, before. You played the Rumble and Relea version too.
The second version.
Yeah, the new version, and that I like that a lot. I think it's very silly. It involves having to do ridiculous and obnoxious things like balance cards on your head. Which, yeah, that did suck. Balancing cards on your head for an entire...
Yeah, like raw head crap.
Tax pox.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. But other than that, I really enjoyed that game.
Awesome.
So I played all the new games I've played have been
Each of those games is infinitesimally better than this game.
Yeah.
If I pronounced that word wrong, I'm sorry. I've had like
it also means
seven
very little.
Cherries in about the last 10 minutes.
Infinitesimally also means very little. Yeah. It's very little better than this game. Really? That's not what you meant.
No, infinitely.
Infinitely. And that
one's
a lot easier.
That one is not what I said.
Jason looks out for me. I appreciate that.
If I had to pick a worst game that I played this weekend, that would be easy.
Oh, yeah. If I had to pick the worst game I've ever played in my entire life, it would be this one. I didn't technically play it.
Okay, second worst game.
Second worst.
Yeah,
is that your question? Is your question?
Second worst game. All right, it's her question.
Stephanie. I have a question.
Stephanie.
Okay, so OmegaCon is a relaxicon, and half the people here are in pajamas. Are these? Did you guys like actually buy pajamas just so you could wear them at a con?
No, but I do pack my best and what I consider like most flattering pajamas. I didn't wear my. I had to ask Nick if it was appropriate for me to wear this pair of pajama shorts that I wear at home, and he said absolutely not. Because they are. You know what? I bought them at Wet Seal. That's all you really need to know. Like that's it.
Like,
if you've been to a mall, you know what
they're made out of.
Made out of terry cloth, and they leave nothing to the imagination.
They are my favorite Molly Pockets. And they are not very great for MegaCon.
Or are they?
Yeah, I forgot to pack my workout shorts.
I forgot to pack them.
It's not important who left them. They were left.
It's not important.
We swung by a casual male store like on our way here just so I could have some like shorts to wear. So I did literally buy these on the way here for this weekend. But for our first OmegaCon, I bought a bathrobe and slippers because I did not own either.
Nick's a big dude. Like we have to you wear through pajamas.
Yeah.
And like your robe was ratty.
I didn't have a robe. I haven't owned a robe since I was in high school.
That's
right. So I have this like super big, fluffy, luxurious, warm, like fucking king pimp robe.
That you wear here and nowhere else.
I wear at home now too. Okay. When I'm like a Saturday afternoon, I wake up like maybe I was drinking the night before, maybe not. We'll leave it up to your imagination. And all I want to do is like lounge on the couch and watch TV or something. I will wear that robe. Like, it's great. The cat's fucking, like, that's their favorite thing to sleep on, is that robe.
It is. Tim?
All right. Here's the thing. No, I've never bought jammies specifically for OmegaCon. What I've been on the quest for has been the perfect pair of slippers, and I have not yet found them. At Disney World, they have a ride called Everest, which is a fucking kick-ass roller coaster. And like at every ride at Disney World, there's a store at the bottom of the ride where you can buy all sorts of shit themed for the ride. And one of the things they have there is Yeti slippers.
Mm, nice.
Like Yeti feet
slippers. And they are made in sizes only...
Genuine Yeti skin.
They're made in sizes only for children. And not just only for children, for tiny fucking children. My 13-year-old wanted to get Yeti slippers the last time we were there, and they did not have slippers that would fit his feet.
To be fair, they're made by tiny little children.
You know,
starting a Kickstarter.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for your 13-year-old, because when I was 13, I wore size 13, And I had a really hard time finding shoes, so suck it up, kid. It's only going to get worse.
I'm right there with you, bro.
But
I was a big kid.
Yeah.
He is not a big kid, and he doesn't have big feet. And the extra large Yeti slippers were too small for his feet.
Yeah.
So my point is, I don't have Yeti slippers, but if they made them in my size, I would buy them just for Omega.
So is it Yeti slippers or go fuck yourself? Is that all you want? Like you don't want anything else?
Hey, no, you know, I could be talking to something else, but right now it's the Yeti slippers.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you want one guaranteed sale on your Kickstarter, that's what you make.
Yes.
Yeti slippers
you
for adults.
You get one sale as long as it's not so much that it's a little spendy.
Yeah.
All right.
So what gaming convention, what gaming mechanic would you import into this game to make it actually playable?
Fun?
That's a good question.
All right, because I've been playing so much Lords of Waterdeep, I'm going to say...
That's weird.
I know, it's crazy. I would import the quest convention from Lords of Waterdeep, so you've got to actually complete quests. Once the rapture happens, you have to complete quests in your attempt to destroy Nikolai Carpathius. Rather than
you could do things after
the
rapture.
Like the bears kill the kids after they insult the bald guy. Like quests like that. Like
yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah. Your quest is you're a bear and you have to kill 43 kids.
Yes.
Or 40. What is 42?
I like
whatever.
I would incorporate the white card deck from Cards Against Humanity with the option to answer the Bible trivia questions with fill in the blank from Cards Against Humanity.
Nice.
Because I'm pretty sure kids that have butt cancer is somewhere in the Bible. Or if it's not, it should be. It's in my Bible. I don't know.
I think what I would do is I would take some of the FFG games, but particularly I'm thinking of Elder Sign. They have the deck of cards that you have to flip one over every so often. So every couple turns or every turn and something happens. Sometimes it's nothing, but maybe sometimes it would be like the seventh sign or if it was things from Revelation, the things that have to happen that people keep saying have already happened.
Flags and shit.
There's a giant earthquake in China, one of the seals has been broken, Carpathia gains power, and now he moves double or something.
That
speeds the game along without having to roll for Carpathia.
I like that.
Also, I would just redesign the game from the bottom up and make it good, and also it wouldn't be about Jesus.
Yeah. Also, there would be hookers and blackjack.
I'll make my own game with hookers and blackjack.
The other gaming convention I would add is fire.
It seems like there's a lack of hellfire.
Yeah.
Put it on a fire.
I would import that as a game mechanic where you just burn the whole thing. You just burn it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I want to thank our guests, guys. Let's give a big round of applause. Applauding even because I just basically pointed at them and was like, do it. And so Jason Tebow, Stephanie Svan, and Brienne Bilieu, I am very happy that you guys were with us.
Hey, what are your websites before
you
go?
Yeah, where can we find
you guys? All blog for Free Thought Blog.
Yeah, so yes, we do. I'm at BioDork. I'm at Almost Diamonds.
Lousy Canuck.
All right, excellent. You can find Tim's Shit That Pisses Him Off, which is where he talks about a lot of stuff. And
Len, I'm going to write about this fucking game.
Yeah, so if you want to see the write-up, that's at PetSnakeReggie.com. Somebody bought a domain.
Somebody's got $7 to spend.
Not anymore, I don't.
We'll have pictures of the game up for sure. You can find us on Facebook. Please like us, tell your friends. If you listen to the podcast, spread the word. Don't play this game, and we're sorry.
We'll lend you our copy if you want to play it.
We mean we will give it to you and you cannot give it back.
Yeah. I feel like it's completely safe to say that everyone at this table has just been left behind. Thank you. That was good. Yeah.
I like how you brought it back.
Captain Flight Plan.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. Moral authority, we don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
If you're in Left Behind, you're one of two things: brainwashed or a desperate actor.